It's your home for everything movies. The latest releases, reviews, what's hot at the box office, and all things Hollywood. Hollywood.
Thanks to the Forum 610 Worth and Wagga Wagga and the Odeon 5 Orange.
It's Talking Flicks with JT and Grant Lee.
Well, hello. It's great to be back with you for a Thursday. JT here and Grant Lee as well. This is Talking Flicks. Hello, Mr. Lee.
Hello, JT. How are you this fine Thursday?
Oh, I am brilliant. But more to the point, how are you, Mr. Lee?
Yeah, well, good. Just another Thursday.
Oh, now I don't know about that. Now, see, last week I was celebrating, and this week, Mr. Lee, well, it's your turn. Happy birthday.
Are people going to believe us that we're a week apart?
Happy birthday, Mr. Lee.
Thank you. Another year older and definitely not wiser.
Oh, come on. Now, you know what? I made us some special party hats, okay? So.
Oh, thank you.
Here's just a little fluffy bit on the top there for you. Now, you got to wear it this whole podcast, okay?
Okay, I will. Let me just put it on.
Mind the elastic.
It's a little tight.
Just pull it a little bit loose there. That's it.
Oh, thank you. Better. Oh, thank you. I feel and very you know special.
What? I've got one too. Hold on.
Good. Because I didn't get you one last week, so we'll have and we'll celebrate your birthday today again.
Yeah. Well, That's okay. It's okay, Miss Lee. You got me cake, so that's okay. Made up for it. So I've got you a cake ready to rock and roll. So we'll get.
Thank you.
We'll get through this, and then we can have some cake to wrap things up. Cake 2 weeks in a row. How lucky are we?
We're very lucky. We've got a big budget. We can do these things.
Huge budget. So, happy birthday. Any presents yet? Well, I mean, it's very early, obviously, but...
No, not yet. The fam aren't awake yet, so I've got to wait just a little bit longer.
Well, I look forward to it. Definitely look forward to it. All right, well, Miss Lee,
I'll let you know tomorrow. How's that?
Yes, please do. We'll find out how it all went. And because it is your birthday, I'll be extra nice to you today. Even though I think I've been pretty nice to you this year, I'll be nice to you today, okay?
You know what? That's a great present, so thank you.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
You are very welcome. Now, don't go too soon, okay? We've got a long podcast. All right. Speaking of, let's take a look at what's coming up on the show today. We've got some new movies we'll unpack very soon. We'll see what's currently screening at the Forum 6 and Odeon 5 cinemas. The box office, we'll see how that's looking with our top fives and see who's number one this week. Will it be Shelter, which is the Jason Statham movie? Grant Lee hits the red carpet on his birthday with some real news, and this week he's definitely wearing his birthday suit. So I look forward to that. And we'll go around the screens, plus a whole lot more. Let's get things underway.
Heaps of great movies coming to a cinema near you.
Here's a peek at what's on the big screen this week.
Look, I love a funny movie that's got a bit of crude humour and is a bit of coarse language and a lot of sexual references. I'm talking of Fackham Hall. You've got to be careful how you say that, don't you?
Fackham Hall, right? Yes. This does look funny, though. This is very funny.
It looks good.
Yeah.
Look, it's got Ben Ratcliffe, it's got Damian Lewis, Tom Felton, Jimmy Carr, and it's basically the easiest way to describe it. It looks like Downton Abbey, but in the reverse.
On its head. Tipped on its head, yeah.
It definitely is. Look, there is so many things going on in the place and there are so many one-liners and all those things. You've really got to watch what's happening in the background. You've got to listen to it. I think it's going to be a very, very funny movie.
Let's take a listen to Fackham Hall.
England, 1931. Welcome to Fackham Hall, home to the Davenports.
Finally, one of our children is to be wed.
After so many years of courting, she's finally found the right cousin.
It was a different time. A simpler time.
You're here for the position of hall boy, is that right?
You've brought all the wine up from the cellar.
Yes, ma'am.
And closed the cellar hatch.
A time of manners.
Stop gulping and do your job.
A time of modesty.
What is that you're reading?
It's a tale of forbidden love.
Oh, boy!
and a time of murder.
I'm here regarding the murder of Lord Davenport.
I'm afraid you're too late. Someone's already done it.
I believe the murderer to be in this room.
I shall be watching you all. And if there's anything out of the ordinary, you can be damn sure I'll notice it.
What on God's flat earth is going on?
Oh, well. You made it to seven.
To London's oldest ever chimney sweep. Yeah!
How does anyone know when they're in love?
Maybe there's just something in the air.
Fuck them all.
Precisely.
God is there shining a light. And today, he's shining a light for these two arseholes. And today, he's shining a light for these two. Our souls are eternally in his debt. Amen.
Is he talking about us, Mr. Lee? What's going on?
Oh, Jimmy Carr does that so well. Yeah. He plays the priest and he just says the wrong thing. And then when he really looks at it, it's like, yeah, that's too funny.
It's just hilarious. There you go. So that is Fakham Hall and that is out this week. Now, Mr. Lee, are you a fan of the King of Rock and Roll?
I certainly am, JT. I can't get enough of the King of Rock and Roll.
Elvis Presley. Amazing. Yep. Just amazing. And there is a documentary, and it's a concert film as well, called Epic, Elvis Presley in Concert. It's using unused footage from Elvis, That's the Way It Is, the film of the legend. The 1970 Summer Festival in Las Vegas, which... let's be honest, it's always famous for Elvis. In Elvis's Rogue concert film from 2 years later, Elvis on Tour. Now, these were found during production of the 2022 Elvis. So this is great. This is stuff we haven't seen before, and it's now going to the big screen.
It's great that Baz has done something, because after Elvis was such a huge success, I'm so pleased Baz has come back and done this, and he would give it the right send-off, basically, of all this unseen footage. So I can't wait to see.
Yes, another masterpiece by the wonderful Baz Luhrmann. Let's take a listen to Epic Elvis Presley in Concert.
Written and a lot said, but never from my side of the story. Lord Almighty, I feel my temperature rise. Hey, the light's on. I can see you. Hello out there. Hello. High, high, it's burning through to my soul.
Camera crew, gentlemen. All right. All right. It's coming closer.
I feel like I'm slipping. Play the hell out of it. Your kisses left me high. If you feel it, like the sweet song of a choir. You can't help but move to it. You light my morning sky,
burn love. It's a new crowd out there. They haven't seen us before. But it's gotta be like the first time we go on. That's one of the secrets.
Yep. A must-see for any Elvis Presley fan. I'd love to see you, Miss Lee, in Elvis's get-up. What do you reckon, in that, the jumpsuit?
I'd be older Elvis in his later career, Elvis.
Oh, dear. You shaking those hips. Just be careful. You're on the break one.
You know what? I should go get something before I start work today and dress up as Elvis today. That'd be good.
You so should. The customers would absolutely love it. They may even give you a 5-star Google review.
How good would that be? Oh, that'd be good. And, his music, as soon as you hear him start singing, you start tapping your toes, don't you? Like everyone has heard Elvis sing. And something that I found out the other day, he was actually meant to play, but he declined it, Danny in Greece.
What? Really?
Yes. He, Greece, the director, wanted Elvis Presley to do it, but the colonel said no. The colonel wouldn't let him do it. But you can imagine it'd be a totally different Greece as we know today if Elvis was in it.
Danny Zuko was always going to be John Travolta.
It had to be John Travolta. Yeah. Had to be. Yeah. But yeah, it was actually offered to Elvis Presley.
Mm. Well, there you go.
And he turned them down. Yeah. So, yeah, but exciting. And, you know, these sort of live images of him on the big screen. And to think that we've never seen this, this is incredible. So, yeah, can't wait.
Elvis Presley in Concert Epic, that is out now. Another one too, this is one you brought back from the vault, Mr. Lee, because of the Oscars. One battle after another, Leonardo DiCaprio, Sean Penn.
Yeah. Look, this one is up for Best Picture. It's up for Best Supporting Actor, Best Actor. I can't remember if it's Best Director as well. But it has had so much talk about, and it got 13 Oscar nominations. And in this series of Oscar movies that we're playing, we did play Sinners last week, which had 16 Oscar nominations. It did really well. Everyone loved watching it on the big screen again. And this one is on Sunday in all three sites. So make sure you watch it.
Beautiful. Also screening as well this week at the Forum 6 and Odeon 5 is Bamboo Cat 2.
Did so well. Yes, I'm so pleased that's you said that one. Iron Lung, One Battle After Another, Anaconda, Avatar Fire and Ash, Crime 101, Hamnet, The Housemaid, Is This Thing On?, Marty Supreme, Send Help, Shelter, Song Sung Blue, Stray Kids Dominate Experience, Whistle, Wuthering Heights, David, Grand Prix of Europe, The SpongeBob Movie, Search for SquarePants, The Pout Pout Fish, and Zootopia 2. Check your local cinema website or box office for screening times.
From every corner of the globe, let's find out what's reigning supreme in your backyard with the Talking Flicks Top 5.
Well, you get to take off first, Miss Lee. You're jet-setting to the UK. You lucky man. You, although it probably would be fairly cold over there, so, yeah.
I better take my chilly winter jacket. Number five, we've got Wicked for Good. Number four is Song Sung Blue. Number three is Hemnet. Number two is Crime 101. And number one for the UK, Wuthering Heights.
Margot Robbie and Jacob Elordi?
Yes, that's it.
There you go.
Two Aussies.
Two brilliant Aussies, Jacob from Brisbane, yeah. The top five for Oz is number five, Shelter. Number four is The Housemaid. Number three is Marty Supreme. Number two, new Chris Hemsworth, Crime 101. But it is our favourite Aussie who has taken out top spot this week. I'm talking about the wonderful... Well, hold on, we should do the drum roll first. I just want to say she's a winner. The wonderful Margot Robbie in Wuthering Heights.
Did you know there was a cinema in Queensland? I'm not sure where. I know it was Gold Coast or Brisbane. And Margot and Jacob actually went in and surprised the crowd.
Unbelievable. Jeez. Why wasn't I there? Jeez.
Yeah, me too. Me too. Oh,
lovely Margot, if only she knew. But you know what? Call the hall pass, Margot. But yes. You know what? If, and I will say this now, we spoke last week off the podcast, Miss Lee, and I begged you last week, even on the podcast, to do Wuthering Heights for our flicks for this week, and you went with Crime 101. I mean, I just don't know. I mean, that's getting that because... I think you've picked wrong this week, Mr. Lee. I really do.
No, wait. Look, you know what? After we talk to our Talking Flickster tomorrow, we'll see if I picked the wrong one.
I really, really hope you can redeem yourself now with some real news.
From the red carpet to the big screen and everything in between, it's Talking Flicks Real News.
Okay, look, I'm going to start off on a bit of a sour, somber note. Robert Duvall, the star of The Godfather and so many great movies, has passed away at 95. He was unbelievable in The Godfather.
Yeah. Yeah, amazing.
It was an incredible three movies that you just go, this. And then there was a making of The Godfather, which he wasn't in that, but it's such a powerful movie, that.
Apocalypse yeah, Now and The Great Santini as well. So he's been in some really good movies. So and he also won an Oscar.
Yes. He is, it'll be very sad, very sad. Now, as we were just saying, JT was saying, Wuthering Heights, it actually dominated everywhere. And one of the reasons why, JT, do you know why? Yes, it was Valentine's Day.
Yeah, and I want to talk about that, Mr. Lee. How was your Valentine's Day last week?
It was great. We didn't do much at all. How was yours?
It was spectacular. Absolutely spectacular, yeah. Yeah, we went horse riding.
Oh.
So we did some horse riding.
Romantic.
Went to a secluded beach.
Oh.
Dinner down by the water.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You know what? You're putting me to shame.
Roses.
I,
yeah, chocolates.
You're putting every man to shame. Like that, how are we meant to compete with that? Like that's...
Well, you know, you can give Wendy my number if you want. I can work on you for next year.
But, you know, it'll be me then, not you.
That's right, exactly. Yeah, well, you know, I can have a year off, okay? I worked hard this year, so...
That's awesome. Oh.
But, yeah, happy Valentine's Day to everyone for last week. I hope you had a great day. But if you were looking to go and see a movie, it had to be Wuthering Heights, right? Because it was just Margot and Jacob, even tears watching this movie. Yeah.
We've had people coming out crying at the end of it. So I think we need to go see it, find out why. And we all know that JT likes a good sob story. So he likes to have a little cry.
I wish I had gone to see this last weekend, but I couldn't jam any more in. That was enough. Like, I could not have fit another thing in that day.
You've got brownie points for years to come.
It was pretty good.
How are you going to top it next year? That's all I worry about.
There's always a way to top it, Mr. Lee. Always a way. There'll be fireworks next year. Yeah. See how many fireworks I can buy for $15.
That's funny. Can you still buy fireworks?
I don't know. I don't know.
Well, remember Fish Week used to be the place you'd go to get fireworks.
Hey, you know, you're the man.
Sorry, you went something else.
You know what you're doing. You got it all covered. Okay, let's get back on track here.
Yeah, get back to this.
Cairns 2026 hopefuls. Who have you got up for this one?
Yeah, look, we've got some from France, we've got some Japan, Romania and Germany, and it looks like there's going to be a lot of interesting movies coming out in Cannes later this year, so looking forward to that. Now, Steven Spielberg has a new movie. It's a sci-fi thriller coming out. It's called Disclosure Day. There is so much secrecy around this movie. No one is talking about it. So if it's Spielberg, you know it's going to be good. So can't wait. And just one little thing before I go. The Academy Awards has added a new award this year, and it's the Best Casting Award. How good's that?
So this is going to get even harder for us to pick now. Oh, great. Good on you, Mr. Lee. Well done.
I'm definitely going to be throwing that one in because it's new. We've got to do it.
We do have to do it, yes. Okay, so not far away now. Start of March.
Yeah.
Are you feeling nervous? You feeling nervous?
I am feeling nervous because I don't want to lose another year.
2 years,
because that's embarrassing.
And the hardest part is it's a whole 12 months you've got to wait, right, to try. And it could be one point distinct year, so...
Which it was last year. I can't do it. Not again. No.
And we have to make a bet. So we've got to make a bet what it's going to be. And, you know, I think we do another dodgy film. I think that's the way to go, don't you?
Yeah, because you know that Cocktail was...
It was shocking. Yeah.
It was.
Make sure you have listened back to that podcast. That was an absolute treat. An absolute gem. Is that your real news done?
Yeah, that's it for me on the red carpet. Thank you so much.
Your calendar as we go around the screens. Here's what's coming up at the Forum 6 and Odeon 5 Cinemas.
Now, on March 1, we've got F1 the Movie, which is another Oscar-nominated Best Picture. Plus, we've got the National Theatre Live's Hamlet. Please don't confuse that with Hamnet that we're currently playing.
Hamlet, Hamnet. I mean, they're both the same thing, right? It's kind of...
Yeah, they are. Yeah. Yeah, it's all about William Shakespeare's son, Hamnet, and this one's all about Hamlet, which is, yeah. Now, Tamworth, on Wednesday, we've got the Elvis Presley in concert epic seniors movie. And then on the 26th, we've got a ladies movie night happening for Solo Mola, which is the new Kevin James movie that opens up next week, which we all know he was at the NFL grand final and he was sitting there all alone with his flowers. And no one knew why.
He certainly was, wasn't he? Yeah.
Yeah. No one knew why. And it was all advertising, which it was a lot cheaper to advertise like that than pay millions of dollars, as we spoke about trying to put an ad on when the NFL grand final's on. Now, in Orange, on Sunday and Wednesday, they've got My Brother's Band screening for the Orange Film Festival. And then on March 4, they've got the Orange Queer Screen Film Festival happening. And this is in conjunction with the Charles Sturt University. They're putting on this Queer Screen Film Festival. And with the help of the Orange City Council, Rainbow Festival, and the Odeon 5 Cinemas. So good on them for doing something. It's good. There's going to be lucky door prizes for best dress. There's going to be so much happening. It's going to be a great festival.
Is that tying in with Mardi Gras? Because Mardi Gras is next month as well, isn't it? Not far
away.
Yeah,
I think it is. Yeah. I think it is very soon, actually, isn't it? The next couple of weeks.
We should do Mardi Gras, Mr. Lehrig, and you and I could get down there and find a float. You know us, we could do some fun things.
We could. You know what? We could do this podcast live.
We could. Oh, that'd be good fun. Yeah.
Oh, that would be good fun. That'd be fun. Yeah. It's now, nothing else to get them.
Hallelujah. It's okay. It's okay, Mr. Lee. We'll plan it for 2029, all right? We'll start that now.
Okay.
Opening next week, though, I cannot wait for this. Thank God it's here. This feels like it's been forever. Scream 7. Neve Campbell, Isabella May. Now, this is the one where Sydney, Mr. Lee, has a daughter that Ghostface comes after. Sydney's built a new life. Ghostface is back. Mm-hmm. And, her daughter becomes the next target. As Sydney does, she wants to protect her family, and she faces Ghostface, and she kicks butt, as she always does.
You know, they're saying this is the horror of 2026.
Really?
This is going to be scary, scary as. So,
I love that.
So, you know, this little chicken won't be under that one.
Definitely not. Although I wish you would, but I know that's not going to happen. So, anyway. But you'll go and see Solo Mio. That's where you'll go.
Yes. It's a comedy romance, a com-rom. You've got to love it. Kevin James, Alison Hannigan, Kim Coates. And it just looks so funny. Cannot wait. And then, of course, we were talking about Hamlet, which is going to be on the big screen. This is the National Theatre Live, and it is very interesting. You did Hamlet at school, did you?
Well, I did, but I slept through most of it. So I don't remember much, and that was not good when it appeared in the HSE paper. So I told you I've got PTSD about that.
God, we should go watch that. That would really bring it back, wouldn't it?
No, we shan't be doing that, Mister. We definitely will not be doing that. Definitely not.
Too funny. So yeah, that'll be a very exciting next week. You're going from a horror to a rom com. So that's going to be great.
Brilliant. Well, we'll be talking about... Yes.
You can talk about Scream and I'll talk about Solo Mola.
Great. That's a plan. Well, that will be next week. In the meantime, Grant Lee is going off to celebrate now. It's your birthday, Mr. Lee. You can go and have some fun now.
Yes. Oh, thank you. And thank you for the cake. The cake is really good. How did you know that I like chocolate mud cake?
Well, we got your same one last year. And you know what? Woolies doesn't say cheap. I mean, you spent about $50 on mine, and mine was $6.95. So that was very good. But you know
You know what?
Yeah,
it's not about the price; it's about the thought.
Exactly, and I thought hard about it when I saw $6.95.
You were waiting for it to be marked down.
I was, come on, yeah, come on. But it was, yeah, it was just they wouldn't mark it down, so you had to pay that. That's okay. What can you do? It's better.
I appreciate
than
it. Food. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Yeah. Enjoy that. That's, I'll slice a piece of cake now and get you out of here, and you can go and celebrate. And I hope everyone's good to you, Miss Lee. You get lots of presents.
I hope so too, but hopefully it's not undies and socks. Let's hope.
Well, hold on, you just said it's the thought that counts, and now you're saying you know what, undies and socks. Oh,
jeez. That win, can I?
No, absolutely shocking. All right, we're getting out of here. Happy birthday, Mr. Lee. We'll catch you tomorrow for our Flick Star.
Bye for now.
Bye.
Want more Talking Flicks? Get your fix with every episode anywhere, anytime. Just search Talking Flicks on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au. Until next time, we'll see you at the movies.